यतागदं वीर्यतमं उपयुक्तं यदृच्छया अजानतोऽप्यात्मगुणं कुर्वन् मंत्र उदाहृतः. श्रीमद् भागवतम इट इज सेड द होली नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड आर डिवाइन ट्रांसेंडेंटल एंड दे आर लाइक अ वेरी पोटेंट मेडिसिन. इन दिस वर्ल्ड देर आर थ्री थिंग्स विच हैव इनकंसीवेबल पावर. Nobody can give any explanation how they exhibit this power, but people have observed that they have this power, namely the mantra, the aushadhi, and money. It is seen doctors get so many herbs, medicines from the earth, and each of these medicines cures different type of ailments. And how it does it, what it does, nobody knows. But they know that this particular medicine cures this disease. So this is called inconceivable. Medicine has inconceivable potency. Similarly, if somebody is bitten by a serpent or a scorpion, they chant certain mantras which are prescribed, which have been coming down the generations. Nobody knows what these mantras do to the person who is bitten. But there are practical observations that the uttering of a mantra is able to remove the poison. Similarly, the money, there are different type of monies, Nila money and different monies, which are worn by the people suffering from certain graha doshas. And by wearing this money, people have become free from the sufferings. So it has been observed that these three agents have an inconceivable potency. They may not come under the human explanation, but the results or the consequences have been perceived. Therefore, it is said in Mahabharata, Achintye kalavo bhava natam starkena yojayet prakritimsya param yaccha tad achintyasya lakshanam. Lakshanam means the symptom. The symptom of something which is inconceivable is that it is prakritibhya param yaccha. It is beyond our ability to research. It is beyond the mundane platform. And that should be accepted as achintya or inconceivable. By any amount of logic or argument, achintya kalavo bhava natam starkena yojayet. It's an affirmative statement, instruction. The instruction is given that if somebody is going to doubt the deities or the holy name or the scriptures, are the great souls, and they subject them to argument, they will never find an end. On the contrary, they will become more and more bewildered and confused. Like Lord Shiva, for example, is Parama Vaishnava. He is called Priyasya Sakyuhu Kshana Sangamena. He is called as Charachara Gurum. He is called Muninam Gurum. He is called Loka Gurum. Chatadaro, Tivratapo. Many glorifications are done. But somebody observes Shiva externally, they can thoroughly get bewildered. They may see him living in graveyard, and they may see him putting a snake around his neck, they may see his body covered by ashes, they may see him roaming with ghosts and spirits. So in this way, somebody tries to interpret Shiva from a mundane point of view, like what Daksha did. Not only they will misunderstand him, they will thoroughly commit offenses and invite a ghastly future for themselves. Therefore, the chanting of the holy name, which has inconceivable potency, like a medicine, a child may know the medicine or not know the medicine, an old man may know about it or not know about it, but anybody puts the medicine in the mouth, the medicine will act in the body and cure the person, even if he doesn't know anything about the medicine. Like the fire, child touches or adult touches, the fire burns. So this is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. If one does not have Shraddha in the words of the Acharyas coming in the line who are administering this most powerful spiritual medicine of the holy name, then such a person who lacks Shraddha is a weakling. Such a weakling with a weak heart and weak Shraddha can never attain the ultimate goal. So therefore, anybody who is a weakling should associate with those who have deep faith, deep Shraddha in these spiritual items, and develop the necessary Shraddha, and then the respect will come. किन्तु आदरात् अनुदिनं खलुसैव जुष्टा स्वाद्विक्रमात् भवति तद्गत मूलहंत्री. Because when there is Shraddha, respect is very natural. Somebody respects a wealthy man who has a lot of money. Somebody respects an actor or actress. Somebody respects a sportsman because they have Shraddha in that field. Similarly, if we have Shraddha in the promises given in the scriptures about the holy name, which is handed over by the Acharyas down, that Shraddha will produce interest. And that Shraddha will produce respect. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada translated the word Shraddha as interest, as faith, in two different occasions. So that Shraddha produces adar, kintu adarat. So when there is respect for the holy name, then one's mind will not get distracted. One's mind will not wander. Mind will be able to fix, because if you have a gulab jamun in front of you, your mind is not going to get distracted. Your whole attention is there. Same with the holy name. When there is respect for the holy name, where is the distraction? Then there is one-pointed attention. And that attentive chanting of the holy name, holding the holy name in the mind, will purify the mind. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto all the devotees of the Lord, who are like desire-fulfilling trees, oceans of mercy, and are very compassionate to the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrunda ki jai vaishnava takurishla prabhupada ki jai.